Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm glad you're joining me today. I've got some stories for you. And I'm just going to dig right in. I'm not going to do a whole lot of hullabaloo. I've got a busy, busy, busy day. And I have my friend on the line, I believe. Is this Dion?
Yes, I'm calling in to listen to your show.
How are you? What's going on today?
Oh, my God, I got up at, like, 5:30. I've already done my laundry. I washed my dog. I'm working on my book because I made a commitment to get the book done. It's not fair to the person I'm writing about to continue to, like, sit on the material. You know what I mean?
Yep. Very cool.
I have to, like, cut ties with the, you know, the entity or whatever. I mean, I want to make sure it's complete, but my goal is to get it ready to publish, and then, like, any little thing that comes up, I can just insert in. But
yeah.
Part, because now it just keeps getting longer and longer, and I'm like, I need to shorten this, and because I want his story told, you know? But it's always that fine line, like, am I... Because you do, when you write a book, you write it like 7 times. And it's like, that. What? Where am I at with my process? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you know how you repeat, I repeat myself, you know, but I want to get it done.
And you want to stop doing that.
Yeah, I want to just stop writing the book. And, like, the story's not going to change. And it's fun, and I know, like, it'll just turn into something different. Like, I'll pick up with, like, podcasts or something, but I want to be done with writing the book. It's time for me to move on. I am not, like, going to forget about the subject, or I'll still follow the story, but I don't want to continue investigating it, because, like, I know the story. I just want to get it done and let... and have it documented and move on to my next project. You know, that's I'm a slacker. So.
Well, I think that's typical. What I thought I would do today, Dion, I was just going to read from my book, and I'm going to leave you on the line, and as I read. Maybe we can talk about the stories that I've got. And, you know, if something strikes a chord with you, just let me know. And this is from my first book, Go With Angels, and my first story was Why Go With Angels. Over the years, I've written many poems, short stories, blog posts, articles for newspapers and magazines, monologues, scripts, and even a few novels. My personal writing has been revised, rewritten, reviewed, and edited, yet it remained mostly unpublished until this book. I've been a professional writer and editor for more than 30 years, earning a decent living helping other writers and publishers win awards, and yet some of my best work could have been wiped out with a few keystrokes or a major software outage. Go With Angels is a collection of personal essays, and this kind of speaks to what you're telling me about your story. You just got to get it out finally. It's a collection of personal essays and journal entries, and it tells my truth as I know and believe it. My mother told me that she knew I talked with angels when I was as young as 4. Throughout my life, I have seen, heard, and known things that prove to me that there is life after death and that we can communicate with entities on the other side of the veil. Angels are real. and they truly want to interact with us. We simply need to accept them, allow them to be present in our lives, and quiet our minds enough to hear them. Sometimes hearing takes the form of a dream, a vision, or simply knowing that our thoughts come from the spirit world rather than our imaginations. After much thought, meditation, praying, and prodding from friends, I decided my first book had to be Go With Angels for two compelling reasons. My son Richard, he was 16 when he was legally old enough to drive. Like most mothers, I was always concerned for his safety and often cautioned, "Be careful," as he got behind the wheel of the little red truck that he drove to work and school. Like most teenagers, he rolled his eyes and mumbled some sort of acknowledgement as he drove away. I don't know how long he'd been driving when this routine changed for us. After my usual farewell, Richard got out of the truck and walked back to me. He was already taller than I was, so he looked down and said, "Mom, don't you trust me as a driver?" "Of course I do," I told him. "Why do you always tell me to be careful? Do you honestly think I plan on going out there to be careless?" I didn't know how to respond because I'd never considered that it might seem to him that I thought he would be deliberately reckless. Calling on my faith, I said a fast and silent prayer for the right words, and "Go with God and drive with angels" is what came out of my mouth. This became my motherly farewell every time he drove away. When his brother earned his driver's license 3 years later, I directed this command toward Matt, too. 2 years after that, Richard joined the Navy. I modified my statement to "Go with God and sail with angels." Every single card, letter, care package, and email ended with my prayer for his safety. The cover for my book is of a statue, or a figurine, I guess you'd call it, small, of an angel coming from the ocean to steady the sailor at sea. This is something that Richard bought for me. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to... Dion, you talk. I got to answer this phone call.
Okay. I'm calling in my plumbing angels because my maintenance man's blowing me off, and I don't like having the water damage going on in my apartment because I don't like anything that represents losses, and that's how it makes me feel. So please send plumbing angels to fix my sink because it's so annoying. I just can't stand it when anything is broken. I don't know why. Some things I can accept. Okay, it's broken, you know. Dad gave that to me. I'm not going to give it again. It just chipped. I'll live with it. Not a big deal, you know. It lost some of its energy. But, like, there's just no excuse for... Well, I'm not going to dwell on the problem. They'll come and fix it. I know that they will. It makes me feel bad because it's like the building's being disrespected. You know what I'm saying? And the other thing that I learned today was, you know what? I don't need to talk to everybody I run into. I finally realized because I just stopped talking to people. Like when I'm coming or going outside of the apartment. And so I don't make eye contact with them either. And it's been wonderful because I'm not roped into whatever BS drama they have going on. And so I have leveled up and realized that I don't have to talk to everybody I run into, you know, because I do have the gift to gab, like we said on the last show. But that's the thing, is like doing the YouTube lives, I don't have to type. That's why I don't really want to do the book. But I do like making the books, though, because even when you're doing, for some reason, the books will always have more details than anything that's performed live. I mean, I feel like whenever they make a movie from a book, it's never the same. The book is always more detailed. And so, I don't know. I was hopeful yesterday when they said that they arrested people, Matthew Perry's death. I mean, I was glad, but at the same time, it's like a joke because I know that industry and like they'll be out. The people won't even be serving the time. It's part of the ecosystem. Killers, murderers. Sorry, I don't mean to bring that up on this show, but I'm just saying like, but you know, like as positive as life is, it's also dark too. And, you know, just constantly being only wanting to live on the white light side, sometimes you can get burnout as well. I feel like there's benefits to learning the other side because it should be a balance in your life as well. So I've been utilizing that because the people who are doing me wrong are on the other side. So I need to learn their side so I can get rid of that out of my life. And that's when I learned to just stop talking to people because you're not giving them any attention. Have a relationship with God. It'll be the most fulfilling one. And my fur baby. I'm not saying like I should be a hermit and not do anything, but right now it's like I'm in an environment I don't feel like I need to cultivate relationships with the people around me because I only unpacked one suitcase when I got here.
That's smart. I'm back, y'all. Dion, I appreciate you taking over from me like that. That was great. But this was a phone call I could not ignore. And so I just had to take care of a little bit of business. People usually know that I'm doing my podcast this time of day, but this person is struggling with something, so they didn't know. But I only heard part of what you were saying. But I like the idea that you only unpacked one suitcase because you know that there's something down the road for you.
Exactly. So, like, remember I was having a problem and I decided that, okay, so I have ADHD, so I'm already all over the board. So when I decided that I was going to start practicing, like, silence, now I don't know if you've ever read that book or saw the movie Eat, Pray, Love, but she goes to, like, this transitional period. Okay, and she goes to the ashram and she has to be in silence, like they can't even say nothing to each other. And so, like, I started practicing that, and I'm not engaging with the people that have nothing to do around here because I can't be in that energy right now. Like, I'm right now, I'm somebody who needs to do something with my overactive mind. And so I've appreciated not bonding with people, and it made me realize, why do I talk to anybody who just comes by? And, you know, like, I guess I've had an awakening because I've realized how powerful I truly am and that how much magic that I, you know, I'm an alchemist, but not to feel selfish because I was tired of giving to others and I wanted to give to myself.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes you can't hear the angels talk if you're the only one talking. And so, you know, getting quiet is so important to connect with the other side.
So I thought that if I stopped talking to people that I would be missing messages. And then you said about, like, on the other show that you're claircognizant, and I'm claircognizant too. But, you know, you're like, I'm not clairvoyant or something, but you're claircognizant. But you can practice the other clairs, like clairaudient and clairsentient, and if you start working in those areas to strengthen it, so you're not relying on getting messages from just random strangers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realize I'm here out of necessity. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the fact that I'm here, but like, I've got to get something going in my life, and the people that
You are where you are to either learn or teach a lesson. Sometimes we think, oh, why am I here? What's the lesson for me? It's not always that we need to learn another lesson. Sometimes we need to teach it to someone else.
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I kind of like ghosting people. isn't that weird? Because, like, we talk to ghosts, and, like, I always ghost people. Like, when I leave an area, I don't talk to the – I don't keep in touch with anybody. Nobody. I just, like, leave. And people don't know how to take that, but it's not my problem. I feel like if I'm going to live somewhere, I need to be aware of my environment all the time. And it's a distraction being on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a balance to it. That's what I was trying to say. I went to the store, and it was, like, a holistic magic shop, and they were giving away free prizes that day, and I got one. And when I came home, they put Lilith oil in there, and I'm like, I've never used that before. I don't even know what it is. I was looking it up. I'm like, oh, I'm scared.
What kind of oil?
Lilith oil.
Huh.
And so I called the store, and I was like, I don't know if I'm the right person to be using this, because she's, like, from the dark side. And they said, but that's the thing. Like, so she sought you out, and you have to learn the dark side in order to balance out. Like, if you only operate on the one side, then you're going to be frustrated all the time. Not to practice, like, anything dark, but to learn the dark. To navigate the light better. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, I don't know. I feel like, you know, with your advice that you gave was good. I pray every time I leave the house, watch over me and the Dodge and
yes.
Keep it in the house. I always yes. ask my angels for protection. You have to. I think you have to, because people, I don't know, people, there's all types of people in this world, and, you know, you have to be aware of who you're giving your attention to, and I've worked with myself, but until I just recently, like, just went, like, on that sabbatical of not even saying hi to anybody, it was kind of weird, because they're, like, talking to me, and I just keep walking by, and so...
Well, if somebody speaks to you, I would nod at them or smile. And maybe if you don't want to talk to people, make yourself a little sign and just have it in your hand, that, you know, maybe on an index card size or whatever, just a piece of paper that says maintaining silence or I'm on a speech fast or whatever you want to call it. Not being rude, just not speaking today, or something like that.
I they did that in that book, or at the ashram, they wore, like, the hello stickers or whatever.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was more, like, spirit having me in training for the paparazzi, like, how to act when, like, you go grocery shopping and people will be talking to you, and, like,
yeah.
you're just confident, you're just being confident, but, like, not giving them your attention, because you're not working really when you're at the grocery store, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you become a celebrity, I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I wouldn't worry about it until I get to that point. But if it's something that feels right to you, do it.
I mean, I'm going to go with that, because I'm not even going to give them the set. I'm not even going to engage with a sticker. Like, I'm just done. Like, I just cut the ties done. I don't care if the people that live here get what I'm doing or not. I'm just... have to focus on moving forward and not looking back, you know, but not being, like, outrageous with my, I'll stay in the area, but, like, you know, I've been asking the angels, you know, for help to make the right decisions, just to have more of an independent lifestyle, because, you know, Sagittariuses, we're not people who like to be tied down unless it's under our, you know what I'm saying? Like, we like it like that. Otherwise, it's like, nah, you just want me to like it because, you know, I'm living here. I'm serving a purpose, but it's not my domain. It's not my place. So I can never feel comfortable when I'm renting because it's like it's not yours, you know. But I don't know. Every time I bought a house, I haven't kept – well, no, the last one, 10 years. I had it 10 years. I mean, I like having a house. I don't know. I just wanted just to have more independence. So I've been asking the angels for that. But and it'll happen when it's supposed to happen, and I have to just be aware and be ready when the opportunity arises to actually do the work and move forward in that direction, you know. Do you think
exactly.
People either, I used to be a self-sabotager. I used to, like, have something really good going for myself, and, like, I sabotage it. Like, my brother offered to buy my house and give it to me so I wouldn't have to have a house payment, you know? And I told him, no, I don't know. I didn't realize it was, like, a one-time-only deal, you know? I would have had a home. But I was like, no, I don't know if I want to keep this house. You know, I might want to move somewhere. And ever since then, I have been, that was it. Like, I lost the house. You know what I'm saying? So I used to self-sabotage. Like, I would never turn that offer down again. You know what I'm saying? But I guess you have to live and learn. I mean, who knows? It could have been something where, like, he would have bought it and then he would have took it from me or whatever because I like to play those games with me or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I've learned to also take the opportunity when it does come and not press my luck that, oh, you know, it'll come again. It's not the right time for me to receive that blessing. I've been manifesting something else. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Being ready and then accepting and not self-sabotage. Like, yes, I am worth it. Yes, I am a good person, you know, and just move forward in that confidence.
Yeah, it's hard when that's what you know to do.
Yeah, I don't have any other support. Like, that's why I'm always on the spirituality channel on Blog Talk Radio, because it's like, this is how I connect with my spirituality, because it's not something that, you know, especially I live in the Bible Belt. They have Bibles open around here, and they have, like, a whole section in their little library of Bibles. And if you say anything like karma, they just look at you like you're a freak. And so I have to seek out, like, my spiritual family wherever I can find it, because I have yet to meet people in person here that are actually that way, and I don't want to open up to it, but I do like it on the radio, you know?
Yeah,
so,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
I downloaded your show last week. I made my list like you told me to, and I followed through. And that's when I started shutting down all the other energies that were taking my energy away, and it was a distraction. I'm not in the mind space where I can even, like, lend my energy elsewhere, really. You know what I'm saying? I don't want other people's thoughts and ideas to kind of, like, detract from my goal.
And you shouldn't. You should do you.
So that was what I was trying to say. So I was, like, getting involved in, like, strengthening my other gifts as well and not relying on getting it from other people. But, like, if you're clairaudient, you'll hear something even on the radio. Or if you're clairsentient, you'll smell something. Or you get what
yes.
I'm saying? Like, strengthening the other senses while I'm blocking everybody, all the other distractions out. And it's been working. So you do have the other gifts because you have the
one. Oh, yeah, most people do. It's just a matter of whether or not we use them. I mean, I have a mop. Do you think I mop my floors? No. I've got a gift. I don't use it. I got a vacuum cleaner. I don't have to use it. It's the same thing.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. We have another caller, and I don't think it's anybody I've ever spoken with. So I'm going to put you on hold and see who's on the other line. Thanks for calling and for covering for me. Hello there. Hello? Someone's on the line at 610. Did you want to speak with us or just listening? Okay. If I don't hear from you in a second, I'm going to bring Dion back in. And assume that you... Hello there.
Hi.
What is your name, please? Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My name is Jade.
Jane? Good. Where are you calling from?
Jade. J-A-D-E. Jade.
Jade. What state are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. I just like to know where my callers call from. That's all. How are you today? And did you have a question?
Well, I'm not too bad considering the circumstances. I'm alive and kicking and healthy. And, yes, I do have a question.
Okay.
My question is, I had a major life change. Well, it happened on Tuesday, right? So it was supposed to be my week off. Next thing you know, I see this phone call, this 510 area code number. I'm like, gosh, telemarketing again. I wasn't going to pick up, but I picked up. And then I hear somebody calling for me. Are you so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, who is this? Thinking to myself. Then it was this man's voice, and I recognized it. And then it was somebody else on the line. I'm like, oh, God. So anyway, they called me to notify me that I was laid off along with 25% of the company workforce. And... you know, just provided details and whatnot. So totally unexpected, totally shocking. And here I am. Of course, I was devastated. Then I was just going to circle that day. I sort of get my thoughts together the next day, and I did a whole unemployment thing and the paperwork and yada, yada, yada. So I don't know if this company will call me back for employment, because they're having been known to do that to some folks. Some folks took it, some folks didn't. Either way, it doesn't really matter to me. That's fine. But in the process, and I've been thinking about this for over a year now, I never acted upon it, but I'm thinking about starting my own business.
Uh-huh.
And doing the research, of course, that's what I'm doing now, and familiarizing myself to sell stuff online. I haven't told this to anyone, just the good old Lord above, and you're the first person, and myself. So, yeah, because, you know, this is like my third layoff in a span of years, and... yeah, I just want to do this thing. You know, I have a good feeling. I know a lot about technology. That's what I went to school for. And, you know, I'm feeling good about it. And I wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up about that new business I want to do.
Wow. That's a lot. That's cool.
Thank you.
What kind of business do you want to do?
Yeah, it's something that selling products on Amazon.
Okay. I'm not picking up a lot, but I will tell you this. There is an archangel named Jay Goodell. He is... Mm-hmm. He is the angel of people who work. He's the patron of everybody who works.
Okay.
In any kind of endeavor. And his day that he rules over is Friday. So today is a great day to connect with Jay Goodell. His light ray, is purple. His flower is lilac. That it doesn't really matter a whole lot. He works with the crown chakra, which is, you know, your thinking chakra. And if you've got jasper, that's a good crystal connect to him with. And he likes to work with the essential oils of peppermint, rosemary, and lemon.
Okay.
So he is really good to talk to about discovering your purpose in life and also finding inspiration in your job. So I say this, you know, we talked earlier, Dion and I did, before the show started, at the beginning of the show, before you called in, we're both claircognizant. And we were just talking about how we haven't really developed our clairvoyant skills yet. But what I do know is that you're not going to lose your job and have an idea of how to start a new job without it being kind of divinely orchestrated. I would say go for it.
Okay, I am. I'm gonna. That's why I'm doing all the research now. See what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm tickled that I was the first person to hear about it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not even telling my family. This is, you know, I want to tell them after I'm in it. I don't give up. I've been through a lot of stuff. A year ago, a breakup, okay? And now this person is trying to come back in my life. They're very sorry and realize that I am what they want. I'm not ready to deal with that because I got to deal with this now. I'll deal with that at a later time. But you know what? I figure things could be worse. I could be in a war, right? Look at Ukraine. I could be in some health situation, you know, unpleasant health situation. So I look at a positive side, you know. To me, this is just like a stepping stone. And I just got this idea in my head, tons of ideas, and I feel good about it, you know. The research, doing everything, the process, the investment, how to get started, the products, everything. So I'm going to do this quietly. The good old Lord and myself and my angels, and not give up.
I think that is very cool.
Okay.
And I wish you all the luck in the world. And I'm going to say it's about the end of our time here, so I'm going to open the line real quick and say goodbye to Dion.
Thank
Bye.
You
help.
Good luck with
Thank
your
you.
New job. Thank you.
Thank you, both of you ladies. And with that, I'm going to press this little button and let Tony take us out of here.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.